smaller seed you plant in the ground. So, yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all the garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch on his shade. So what Jesus is saying is, from something small, you get something big. And that's what the kingdom of God is like. From something small, something big appears. So let's go on to the next slide. Often spoken of as a smaller seed, that's so we're talking about something small. Something small that's going to grow. As I say, not actually the smallest seed in the whole wide world, but a very small seed. I mean, you can get, you know, thousands of these if you can. Right, let's have the next one. And that's the kind of thing that it grew into. It's big, isn't it? And you can see when Jesus said the birds of the air can nest in it. I mean, the birds of the air nesting in the ivy above my kitchen window. I mean, they'll nest in anything. But you can imagine how many birds you could get into that. And Jesus just saying, you know, from something tiny, you can get something big. I was out on the Woodlands Estate yesterday, and I saw the most beautiful thing. Most beautiful thing. So much so that I stopped the car. There was a chappy walking his dog along the road. And I said, do you mind if I just talk to your little doggy? Because he's so beautiful. This was a puppy Rottweiler. Oh, I mean, melt your heart. I mean, all puppies are cute, but this puppy, the cutest puppy ever. And I said, my name's Charlie, I'm the vicar of St. Mark's. He said, I'm Habib, nice to meet you. I said, if ever you get fed up with this puppy, you just bring him round to my house. But this puppy, he had a little face, and he had a little waggy tail, and he had a little body, and he had big paws. And you just knew that this little puppy was going to grow into a really big Rottweiler. You could just, you know, he's going to go really, really big. Something small. But within it, it has the potential to grow into something incredibly big. And that's the point that Jesus is making. Don't look at the appearance. Look at what it might become. And from that small seed, you can get this. But if you look at it, it's a bit scruffy, isn't it? It's a bit scruffy. Can I have the next slide, Jim? That's a tree. That's a tree. And Jesus knew when you were talking at the time of magnificent trees, the trees that you spoke about weren't mustard trees. They were cedar trees. Very famous at the time were the cedars of Lebanon. And when they built the second temple, the temple that, you know, they go to the wall where they do the prayers in Jerusalem, the stones at the bottom, that was where they built the second temple. Huge temple that was around Herod at the time of Jesus. Huge temple. And inside that temple, they would have used cedar trees. Fantastic cedar trees like this. They were famous. And so Jesus knew if you wanted to compare the kingdom of God to a tree, you wouldn't use the mustard tree. Everyone would expect him to choose the cedar tree. So he makes the point that something small can grow into something big. But he chooses to illustrate it with something that people wouldn't expect. And this is what parables were all about, turning logic on its head. People, if they thought of a kingdom, you might think at the time of the kingdom of Rome. You'd think of something powerful, something impressive. And Jesus is saying, don't think that the kingdom of God has to look incredibly impressive. It doesn't. Sometimes the kingdom of God is in unexpected places, and God works in unexpected ways. Let's have the next slide. Oh, yeah. Does anyone know what this is? Yes. Keep quiet, Marion, because you have an advantage over the rest of us. Anyone else know besides Marion, who is an horticultural expert? Yes, you know, do you, Wendy? Go on. Yeah, she's right, isn't she, Marion? Yeah. I spoke to someone this week who had this in their garden. It's really serious. When you have this in your garden, you sell your house, you have to write it. You know, on the form that says all the nasty things, you know, you've got a neighbour next door who does whatever. You also have to say you've got Japanese knotweed. It can take 4 years to kill this off. If you pour, you know, really nasty, obnoxious killer weed on it, it can take 4 years. And when you... When you bury it, you have to bury it like 5 meters down, because it and wrap it in plastic and and acid, and it's really bad, you know. Next slide, Jim, I might say, yeah, you could be fined up to £5,000 or be sent to prison for up to 2 years if you allow contaminated soil or plant material. Anyway, you're trying to spread well, so you have to declare it when you sell your house. Next slide, Jim. The point about it is this. Mustard at the time was a bit like Japanese knotweed. The Pharisees had a law which said you couldn't plant mustard seed in your garden. So Jesus was using an illustration of something small becoming something big. But he was using in that illustration something that it was illegal to plant, like Japanese knotweed. And so all of a sudden this parable starts to take on a whole new meaning. What is Jesus saying? Well, of course, the point about Japanese knotweed is the reason why it's illegal. Japanese knotweed, you can't go moving it around and planting it all that stuff. It's invasive. It spreads. And it's uncontrollable. And you don't have any say over it. You can't dictate where it's going to grow. And mustard seed at the time was the same. These mustard trees, they used to shoot up all over the place. They had their uses, mustard seed, but it could grow anywhere. And you didn't want it just sprouting up all over the place. That's why there was a law against it at the time. And Jesus is saying the kingdom of God is something that's unexpected. It'll crop up where you least expect it to crop up. It's invasive. In the parable before this one, the other one we had read in our reading, Jesus simply said, a seed will grow in the ground. And in the Greek it says, in the English translation it says by itself. In the Greek it says automate. Automate. And you can guess what word we get from that Greek word, from automate. Automatic. The seed will grow automatically. And it doesn't matter whether the farmer goes to bed, watches the telly, plays football. It doesn't matter what he does, that seed's going to grow. And Jesus is saying the same thing in this parable, which immediately follows it. That seed's going to grow. It's got a power in it. Got a power. Next slide, please, Jim. Faith as small as a mustard seed. Faith, small as it is, can grow into something amazingly big. And it'll get you when you least expect it. And it's got a power from God that you don't even know about. We're coming to communion this morning, and sometimes people will say, can I take the bread and the wine? Because I'm not confirmed. Can I take the bread and wine because I'm not quite sure about the faith, really? Can I take the bread and the wine because I don't really understand everything about the Christian faith? And Jesus says, if you have faith, that's small. If you have just that tiny amount of faith, that can grow into something amazing. And it can change your life when you least expect it.
Remain seated now for our prayers.
In our prayers today, the bidding is Lord of Heaven, and the response from you is, please, let the kingdom grow.